What type of a professional organization do you belong to, and what type of activities you get involved or they have in the organization?
First, you're speaking of the professional organizations.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been a member of the California Judges Association. This is a statewide organization of judges. I've been a member of the Asian Judges Association. We do now have an organization of Asian judges. Mm-hmm. I've been a member of the County Bar Association, mm-hmm. and the Southern California Chinese Lawyers Association. Mm-hmm. I've been a member of the American Bar Association, and I was a member of the California Bar Association, California Bar, and I am now an inactive member of the California Bar because mm-hmm. I'm a judge. I was a member of the American Judicature Society, which is a society interested in the betterment of laws. Mm-hmm. And I've attended the National College of Trial Judges, and I've participated in seminars given by judges, for judges, and also state bar seminars. Mm-hmm. These are the activities that I've participated in over the years.
Mm-hmm. That seems like quite a few organizations for you to get involved in. Do they have activities quite often, like averaging once a week, once a month?
No, nothing like that. I would have to say that my participation in the California Judges Association over the 23 years have been uneven, let's say. There's some period of my judicial career when I put more time into the association. I think maybe 8 or 10 years ago I was quite active mm-hmm. in the seminar portion mm-hmm. of the California Judge Association. So I participated in presenting seminars, giving lectures and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then in more recent years I've been less active because I think it's important for the newer judges to get more active in the association. I think that's probably indicative of the history of many associations. Very frequently, the rowing oars are handled by the younger people in the profession mm-hmm. or in the organization.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the younger judges or younger lawyers are more interested in getting involved in these organizational functions and activities? They're more enthusiastic.
Well, I think that's true. I think in bar associations, sometimes the younger lawyers, once they get over the period of time when they're a little bashful, mm-hmm. but I think that by and large, the bulk of the work in many of these associations are done by, if not the young ones, at least the ones in the middle experience. And then, of course, the top positions might be held by some of the older people, but of course, they too will pass through the chairs and go on to step aside for the younger men to come through.
Mm-hmm. How's the seniority in the law field? Do they play a pretty much important role in terms of making judgment, in terms of knowledge of this is very important to be a senior member in the court or in the law?
Well, no, I think that it's probably more important in the practice of law, mm-hmm. because obviously the senior members of a law firm will make the big decisions concerning promotions and salaries mm-hmm. and and the hiring and firing of lawyers and secretaries in the law firms. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the judicial field, seniority is not that important. Mm-hmm. I think each judge has the same status. Mm-hmm. They receive the same salary whether they've been on the bench 1 month or 25 years. We all receive the same salary. Mm-hmm. There's no additional salary because you've been there a longer period of time. Mm. I think in Los Angeles County, the the only benefit I see for the senior judges is the selection of courtrooms. Usually the senior judges have an opportunity to choose the better courtrooms. And it's true that the newer judges usually will get the less desirable judicial positions. I mean, it may well be that the newer judges will be sent out to the outlying courts, mm-hmm. and they might be called upon to do the more routine cases. But so far as seniority is concerned, I think once a judge has passed through the indoctrination stage or the learning stage, which might be the first 3 or 4 or 5 years of his career, mm-hmm. I think all the judges are treated fairly equally.
Mm-hmm. I was interested in what we consider the better courtroom and what is the not the as good, you know, of the courtroom. What is it? Or is personal choice?
Well, no, I think there are certain courtrooms that are more desirable than the others. For example, in Los Angeles, in our Superior Court, generally speaking, the judges prefer the courtrooms on the north side because the ones on the south side get the afternoon sun and there's considerably warmer on the south side. And also, I think the judges prefer the courtrooms on the 5th and 6th floor in our court because there's less foot traffic. Those on the ground floor have a good deal of foot traffic, and there's more noise on the lower floors. So what we usually do is that we put our volume courts, mm-hmm. the courts where a lot of people must appear, for example, master calendar courts, mm-hmm. In the lower floors, mm-hmm. for convenience sake. For example, I was in traffic, we tried to keep traffic courts on the ground floor, small claims court on the ground floor, so people don't have to travel by elevator or escalator. It's just a matter of convenience. And so when you have large volumes of people, mm-hmm. the courtrooms are noisier, the hallways are noisier. There's just so that people who like to do more sedate thinking will try to get the higher court in the higher floors of the building.
Would the senior judge go to the traffic court?
Not usually. I think usually the junior judges will take the assignments like traffic court, misdemeanor arraignments, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then there are some courts that are desirable because of location. For example, the Santa Monica court is considered very desirable, mm-hmm. and many of the senior judges try to get the assignments in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, no one wants to go to Lancaster. We just have one judge out of Lancaster, and usually it's a younger judge who go to Lancaster, mm-hmm. or to Pomona. Mm-hmm. I think, unless the judge lives out in Pomona, the judges on the west side certainly don't want to serve in Pomona.
So there's the advantage of
location.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see. Back to the association, you said that they were 8 years ago that you were 10 years ago that you were more involved in the different organizations.
Well, I was just using that as an example of the California Judges Association.
How about the others? Were you on the board, or did you hold any officers' positions in these?
No, not in the bar associations. I did not hold any office in the bar associations when I became a judge. Mm-hmm. Before, when I was a lawyer, I did serve on some of the committees in the bar association. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some committees that judges do serve on. So, for example, the bench and bar committee, few of those, mm-hmm. but generally speaking, most judges are not that active in bar associations. That's essentially a lawyer's association, mm-hmm. and many of the issues, while they may concern the judges indirectly, I think many of the issues are more important to the practicing lawyers.
Uh-huh. How about the Judges Association? Did you hold any office?
Other than being chairman of some of the committees, I held the chairmanship or co-chairmanship of the Superior Court Committee, and I've been on the seminar committee, mm-hmm. And on the Superior Court, I was chairman of the grand jury committee 1 year, and I was chairman of the historical events committee several years, mm-hmm. and I was chairman of the courthouse committee for 3 or 4 years.
What were the functions of these committees and well, the major decision they made?
Well, yes, I was on the rules committee too. Well, the rules committee worked on court rules, mm-hmm. drafting of court rules and studying of court rules, mm-hmm. and the seminar committees, of course, prepared the programs for seminars. The historical events committee had to do with the induction of new judges, mm-hmm. and keeping up the history of the courts. Mm-hmm. The Superior Court committee that I chaired also had to do with judges' meetings and also Superior Court seminars. Mm-hmm. So these are more or less educational type committees.
When you decide to get involved in that, is you think of any why you decide to get more involved in these committees, and that you would first have to be elected to be serving the committee?
Oh no, these committees appointed. By appointment. By most of these committees, for example, the Superior Court committees were by appointment of the presiding judge. And the judges who were interested in serving on these committees had an opportunity to volunteer. I mean, we had a questionnaire beginning every year asking what committees would you like to serve on.
Uh-huh.
We would indicate our preferences, and the presiding judge would take the preferences in consideration uh-huh. when making his appointments. Uh-huh. And that was true also with the California Judges Association. Those judges who liked to become active would put their name in and say, I'd like to serve on committees A, B, C, D. Uh-huh. And the administrator would then, or the president would then try to match the preferences along with the needs of the committees.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, the judges would like to put some experienced judges on and inexperienced judges on the same committee, so you can have develop talent that way.
Oh, I see. So would a judge consider getting involved in these different activities, different committees, advancement or some sort of prestige type of things for them?
Well, I think there are various reasons for accepting offices in any organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone, Judges Association, no different than any others.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, there are about 10 or 15% of the members who do all the work.
Uh-huh.
that's true with Judges Association too.
The same thing.
Certainly, I think it's usually a handful of people who are willing to devote more time.
Would that also be considered as a good credential when they were considered to be promoted or a type of thing?
It might help, but it's very nebulous
uh-huh.
because advancement does not come through serving on committees. However, it is up to the governor as to who gets promoted.
Uh-huh.
And while the governor may promote someone because he was president of the Judges Association,
mm-hmm.
I think very few people got their appointments because of that.
I see.
That may have been one of the ingredients
uh-huh.
that might have set the particular candidate aside from all the others. But generally speaking, there are other considerations, I would say.
Uh-huh. I see. How about these... was there any like authority among these associations? Yeah, some, you know, like the person who is the president of the association has more sort of authority in terms of recommending people to the governors or recommending some people to someone else. And, would that be the fact? Because I think the judge was sort of more or less equal. There's no ranking, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that generally speaking, the appointment of judges or lawyers to higher courts is done in the governor's office, and the considerations usually are separate apart from what that candidate did for the Bar Association or for the Legal Association. I think generally speaking, there are other considerations.
Uh-huh. more important than their activities.
I would say so.
Organizations.
I would say so.
Yeah. Okay. Now, were the Chinese pretty active in these committees, other than yourself? Other Chinese in the later years, of course, in the early days, probably not many.
Well, actually, it's hard. First, I have to say that I was appointed to the bench in Los Angeles County in 1959,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think there was not a second appointment until about 1973 or 4.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, for a period of about 15 years, I was the only judge.
I see.
Chinese descent.
Yeah, you were
yes.
talking to me.
Yes, well, now that I'm looking, now looking back, I realize that I was the only Chinese judge in Southern California from 1959 to about 1975, so there's a period of about 16 or 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I was the only Chinese-American judge.
Mm-hmm.
And during that period of time, there were several years when I was the only Asian judge in the county.
Mm-hmm.
John Iso, who is a Japanese-American,
mm-hmm.
was appointed before I was to the municipal court, and then he went on to the superior court.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired in the 70s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for a period of several years, I was the only Asian judge in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Statewide, Judge Harry Lowe, who's now the presiding justice, was appointed, I believe, in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long period of time, he and I were the only two Chinese in the whole state. And then I believe then Governor Reagan appointed Sam Yee to the San Francisco Municipal Court,
mm-hmm.
and that was in the period of probably the late, I think early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was a period of time.
So you were long.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
First statewide, then later Harry Lowe and I were the only two for another 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel something, did you feel lonely in there?
No, I don't suppose I've ever looked at it that way. No,
uh-huh.
because I realized that I was the only Chinese judge, and I was hoping that there would be more appointments,
mm-hmm.
but
didn't happen. Did you ever exchange your experiences with Judge Harry Lowe in terms of your, your hope of more Chinese judges will be appointed in the other?
Yes, I think
area.
Although we did not see each other that often because of the distances involved. We did discuss it on occasions,
mm-hmm.
but it seems that in the earlier days there weren't that many active candidates, say,
mm-hmm.
for judicial posts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the lawyers were really not interested because they had their practices or they had other reasons for not being interested in judiciary.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned about Asian Judges Association.
Yes.
When was that formed?
That was only formed about 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm. So when that sort of shows how many Asian American judges.
That's right. The first meeting was in first meeting of the Asian Judge Association, I believe, was about 3 or 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
at a state bar convention in Monterey. So that
mm-hmm.
had to be. Maybe 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How many people started the organization at that
Well,
time?
I think we had about, at that meeting, I think there were either 12 or 14 persons present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been 8 or 10 judges,
mm-hmm.
plus wives, I guess.
Uh-huh. What was the thought of organizing such
an
association?
Actually, there was a divided opinion as to whether we should start a Asian Judges Association, mm-hmm. because there had been an Asian Lawyers Association,
mm-hmm.
Association of Asian Lawyers, and some of the judges felt we were already part of that organization, and why shouldn't we just participate through that organization rather than starting, as others say, an elitist group, you know,
mm-hmm.
of just judges. And so there was some opposition among the judges as to whether we should start this.
But when people think about that it's necessary to have one, because again, you all belong to California Judges Association, and what is the need of a separate organization? More for the social purpose or for also professional purpose, exchanging?
As I said, there was a difference of opinion. Some felt that it would be helpful in at least getting to know one another, if
mm-hmm.
nothing more, on a social basis. And also, there was some thought that the organization could develop some programs, for example, exchanging information among judges in various parts of the state. The newer judges would have someone to turn to or some associate to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the time this was started, there was some thought of more contested election for judges.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it might be helpful to exchange ideas on how to get reelected.
Uh-huh.
So there were various ideas for starting the association.
But these type of ideas would, for example, the questions, the problems, automatically probably have that kind of a question raised in the California Judges Association.
Right.
And why is Asian American mm-hmm. Judges Association, or because Asian American judges have a little bit different type of, they tend to get more acknowledgement, not acknowledgement, people recognizing them, their existence, and probably for whatever reason.
Well, I really don't think there's that much difference in the goals of the California Judges Association and the goals of the Asian judges. I think they overlap, and I'm not so sure that the that such an organization that we have is needed. I know some of my colleagues might differ, but I really think that over the years, other than being an opportunity to get together socially, and we could have done that without the organization, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I think, and as a matter of fact, the association has been very active,
uh-huh.
other than to have one annual meeting a year and having a dinner together. I think that whatever was accomplished through the Asian Judge Association could easily have been accomplished as through the Chinese Asian Lawyers or Asian Bar Associations, yes.
And was there any special contribution from the Asian Lawyers, or I mean Asian Judges Association to the California Judges Association, like bring up sort of a proposals, the issues to the California Judges Association?
I think there has been some cooperation, for example, in seminars where the judges have participated in the seminars put on by the Asian lawyers,
mm-hmm.
but this could have been done without the
again.
Without the association. I mean, individual judges could just easily have participated in the seminars.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you're asking me to defend why we have a Asian Judge Association, I don't think that I'm the one to do it.
No, I'm not asking you to defend. I'm asking.
Because
I
had those,
yeah.
I had those reservations from the outset that is another organization needed.
Uh-huh, I see.
And I think the fact that we haven't really met that often, or we haven't really done that much, indicates maybe we don't need such an association.
I guess I have to sort of ask this question for you to conclude your experiences in the judicial area, and so what I'm going to ask is, what do you feel about being there for 23 years or more than 23 years, and what is your special feeling about your career?
That's a big question. Well, I would say that I certainly found the 23 years on the bench very satisfying. And I think that being Chinese, is not that important in the judicial sense. I mean, in the courtroom, a judge renders his decision, he does his work, separate and apart from whether he's Chinese or Irish or Catholic or Protestant or Jew, or whether he was formerly active in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I think these elements are minimized in a courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the only time a judge's background could possibly come into play is when he decides not to sit on a particular case.
Mm-hmm.
It may well be that the judge's feelings are so strong in this area,
mm-hmm,
that he does not feel that he can impartially sit on a case of this type.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's true with judges of all backgrounds. I've had some colleagues who are Catholic,
mm-hmm,
who prefer not to sit on divorce cases. I mean, this is, or certain, and I have other colleagues who, because of their background,
mm-hmm,
will not sit on one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had one of my former colleagues whose daughter was a victim of rape.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that experience,
mm-hmm,
he did not feel that he should sit on as a judge in a rape case.
Mm-hmm.
There are other judges, of course, there are statutory prohibitions. For example, if a judge owns stock,
mm-hmm,
in a particular corporation,
mm-hmm,
he cannot sit on a case involving that corporation,
mm-hmm,
unless he the attorneys concur that he may sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Along these lines, there's a reported case on the books called Central Basin Water District versus Wong.
Mm-hmm.
And I became involved in that lawsuit in the Central Valley versus Wong because I was asked to try a very important lawsuit involving the rights of the landowners in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
It was essentially a lawsuit between those people living in rural communities in Southern California and those who are served by the Metropolitan Water District,
mm-hmm,
the urban dwellers.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time it came to me, I had serious reservations as to whether I could sit on the case,
mm-hmm,
because I own property in Southern California. I own my home.
Mm-hmm.
And indirectly, if I ruled in favor of the urban dwellers,
mm-hmm,
I would benefit.
Uh-huh.
And I brought this out to the lawyers,
uh-huh,
and the lawyers said to me, well, Judge, if you can't sit, none of the judges in Los Angeles can sit, because you all own your homes, at least. So we decided we have to have a test case first to decide whether or not I could sit on this lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
So we discussed the matter, and the two lawyers then, one lawyer brought the writ in the Court of Appeal, to see whether or not I could serve as a judge in this. So the case went from Los Angeles Superior Court to the Second Appellate District, mm-hmm. which is the district that governs the Southern California area.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to the judges of the Court of Appeal mm-hmm. for Southern California, they too said, if Judge Wong can't sit on this case, we can't sit either, because we own property in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So the case was then transferred to Sacramento, mm-hmm. to the Court of Appeal in Sacramento, and so they handed down the decision in Central Valley, Central Water Basin versus Wong, that mm-hmm. I could sit, and that my interest was so infinitesimal that it would be all right for me to serve on this case. So mm-hmm. that's one of the leading cases on disqualification of judges, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it came back, and I only tried the case.
Uh-huh. I was wondering why versus Wong, what is that? Is it Wong involving